KSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. JSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. We are here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., and we have a very special topic today.
Oh, yeah. Like every week, very special topic. We'll be diving into some self-expression and our thoughts about it, so stay tuned for that later on. But yes, we're going to start off with some music first. So we have Bus by Naked Roommate from their album. Is it called Pass the Loofah? Very interesting.
Showering together.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Sitting on a bench of is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Is the rain a pro? so long and you fought so hard and it tastes like salt. Don't it, sailor? But she don't want you to go.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Ginger, Lemon, and Honey by Maddie O'Brien from her album Wishbones. The song before that was Walk Long by Psylo and Kaneda. I've been listening to that song a lot recently. And then the first song was Bus by Naked Roommate.
Anyways, good songs, but we're gonna jump into our topic of self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, DJ Star and I are both off school, me for the entire year and DJ Star for till the summer?
Till April.
Mm-hmm. So we have some time on our hands, and so we've been able to get more into, more creative self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to also explore the topic of self-expression itself, because it's much more encompassing than just the creative part.
Yeah, and also just talking about why is it important or why is it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think we got a little quote from DJ Star here.
This is just something that I found in my notes app. I couldn't actually uncover who said this or where I heard this, but it just is, creativity stays off forgetting, which I thought was interesting when I heard it, because a lot of the creative things that I do personally kind of do serve as a way to remember a certain moment or a person, not even directly, but mostly indirectly. Like, it is, a way to remember and a way to reflect, I guess. So I just thought that was an interesting quote.
Mm-hmm. I like that, too. It's like a little time capsule of self-expression pieces. But anyways, just to give a definition of the word before we jump in, I found this direct definition from online. It's this site for positive psychology. You can check it out after, but it is... quote, we define self-expression as expressing one's thoughts and feelings, and these expressions can be accomplished through words, choices, or actions, quote. So I didn't know this actually till very recently, that self-expression can be a lot more than just, writing and dancing and just having the tangible forms of your creativity, but it's also down to the way that you express yourself verbally, It's also your body language as well. And it's things like what you wear, the clothing you wear, and of course the stereotypical ones you'd think of, like, oh, dancing, doing theater, writing poetry. But yeah, more everyday examples, which I thought were interesting, is that things like getting frustrated in traffic or kind of telling the body language of a person who's been having a bad day, or even someone who's wearing something, like wearing an outfit that may be off trend but they really like. So for example, like a sweater vest, which has gone a little bit out of trend, but it's still a good fashion statement. If someone wants to wear it, then that's a form of self-expression.
Mm-hmm. That makes me wonder, like, yeah, the way you say things, the way you move your body, I wonder if also, like, maybe not saying something, mm-hmm. or like being silent in certain moments is, could also be seen as self-expression. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But just a thought to put out there.
Yeah, some food for thought for that.
Exactly. But yeah, as DJ Coco said, there are a lot of different kinds of self-expression. But first, I just kind of wanted to talk about the most obvious one that comes to mind, which is the creativity side of self-expression, and like why it's useful for us, or like what kind of value does it give to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would say, I think for a lot of people out there too, it just gives you a very tangible, real manifestation of what you're thinking inside. And a lot of the times, for me at least, I don't even realize that this is something that I've been thinking about or like ruminating about. And then when I see it just laid out, like I do collages, and sometimes I'm just like, you know, cutting out pieces from magazines, I have no idea what it's going to become. And then it just slowly like comes together, and then it's, you know, covering an issue that I've actually been thinking about, or something even subconsciously. So I think that's a really kind of like powerful thing about it, that just reveals things about mm-hmm. yourself too.
Do you feel like a sense of relief when you know that maybe that's everything that you've been working for made this collective idea?
Yeah, sometimes it's not necessarily like relief, but it's just like, it feels, it's hard to describe what the, like, to get the exact word, but it is just like connection, I guess. I just feel like more mm-hmm. connected with myself. How about you?
Yeah, I haven't gotten into a lot of creative self-expression, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I feel like I liked writing poetry for a while, but I haven't written anything lately. But mm-hmm. I feel like whenever I do write poetry, I like combining words until kind of fits. I have a whole list on my notes app of just words that I like that I pick up day to day.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I just put some of them together whenever I'm feeling a certain emotion, and the words just kind of fall together.
Yeah. I think if you're really passionate about something or feeling something really strongly, a lot of times with creative self-expression, it does just kind of fall into place in this weirdly like perfect way, even though mm-hmm. if it is messy or it's not like actually perfect. But sometimes when everything aligns, like it just feels so nice. You're like, oh yes, this is what I wanted, even though I didn't know that's what I wanted.
Yeah, I do like self-expression in that way, but mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like it's very energetically costly okay. for me to write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, because I feel like just the act of trying to put together words and write them all together and see if it can look nicely written out. Maybe it's just the way that I'm trying to think of how others would perceive
the poem ask.
Instead of just writing the words. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because I think I'd usually go for more of other sites of self-expression, because I think that I believe that the radio itself, like us picking topics that interest us and diving into it, is definitely a form of self-expression too.
Yeah.
Verbally. So I think I would focus more of my energy on that, but I have been trying to get more into poetry though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even just talking on the radio, I will say things that I didn't even know I was even believing or thinking. Then it's just out there and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that was somehow culminating in my brain somehow. And I also just want to quickly connect that quote from earlier, like, creativity stays off forgetting. And I think that also kind of means it helps you not forget. This sounds kind of cheesy, but it helps you not forget yourself in a way too.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like a reminder
who you are.
Who you are and like what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really cool reflection.
Yeah, I feel even with tying with hobbies, I feel like when I do a certain hobby that kind of resonates with my soul, mm-hmm. I feel better.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, this is who I am. I remember. I feel mm-hmm. better.
It is that sense of just like alignment and mm-hmm. you just feel like so right somehow.
Yeah. So yeah, self-expression definitely ties a lot with your sense of identity
mm-hmm.
and with your hobbies as well. But that is a little different between hobbies versus self-expression, because usually with self-expression, I think you're trying to create something more new and more of yourself. But mm-hmm. hobbies, they don't have to do the same thing. It's more... Not repetitive, but it's more, what was I going to say, not concerned with originality, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree with that, but also self-expression and hobbies can overlap a lot of the time,
mm-hmm.
in which not a lot of things are truly that original, even in like being creative or having creativity. Like
yeah.
for me, I'm not sure if we're distinguishing between self-expression and hobbies now, but like writing, for example, like I will take inspiration from authors that I read too, and that's not necessarily original, mm. but you're still like forming it in your own way to be your own self-expression.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would depend on the way that you take it.
Yeah, it depends on the hobby too, mm-hmm. I think. But it is really cool with creative self-expression where you can... There's not a lot of rules necessarily, unless they're self-imposed or you're, yeah, like exactly like what, if you're thinking about what other people think.
Yeah. I feel like I struggle with that a lot.
Me too. I think it's hard not to view writing or poetry, especially through the lens of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about poetry, but it feels like there are with like very strict rules. But sometimes there doesn't need to be.
Yeah, because it feels, if you tell people that, oh, like, I write poetry.
Yeah, I'm a poet.
No.
Yeah.
It feels so embarrassing to even say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're always like, oh, let's see a poem. And you're like, no.
Yeah, that's
we're not doing that.
It's a tough area not to feel cringed out or embarrassed of yourself. Because it's,
yeah.
you have to take yourself seriously a lot of mm-hmm. the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. They being perceived by others is a big issue, and it also encompasses with hobbies too.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in middle school, I really liked K-pop and K-dramas. I am half Korean, so that half justifies it, but I just looked like a white presenting person, so it just seemed a bit strange, but I really liked it. But I felt like now looking back, I guess it was kind of a form of self-expression for me to learn. I used to do the dance moves as well.
That's not embarrassing.
It's not
though.
Embarrassing, but it's just things that I look back, I'm like, I care now of how other people perceived me at the time.
Mm,
things like that.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like there's some conformity pressure with forms of self-expression, because I feel like I would limit myself to certain kinds that align with what other people would like, and as well that aligns with my sense of identity that I
yeah.
think is like quote unquote cool
or socially acceptable.
Yeah, acceptable.
Yeah, I think that is a fine line. Like when we talk about self-expression, straying away from even creative, just the way you act or the way you dress or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
it is kind of like, am I doing this to express myself, or am I doing this for so that other people can see and evaluate me?
Yeah.
And this is how I'm choosing for them to like see me.
Exactly.
Which is,
yeah, how do you get away from that?
A difficult line. And I think as I get older, at least I can tell kind of the differences between, oh, why am I wearing this item of clothing,
mm-hmm.
or why am I saying this statement? And I'm knowing myself a lot better now. But there is still this point that I want to reach where I can just fully be, like, myself. you know, and just like, even if it's rude, I just want to get to this point where I can say whatever I'm thinking without being worried about stepping on someone else's toes or insulting someone or embarrassing someone. Like, all these things that we're definitely taught socially, like, we should not be doing that, especially as women. I just want to get to this point where I can, like, be completely expressive of how I feel or how I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hard.
It is so difficult. Mm-hmm. How far do you think you are now? Do you think you're on a closer path?
I'm trying to get there. Obviously, there is the power of the situation, too, over, like, what my goals are. Like, if I am in certain, like, if I'm working in customer service or something, obviously, I'm constrained by having to provide, like, a nice experience. But I still honestly could be like, yeah, my day's going pretty bad, honestly. Like, I hate working here. And then
you get fired.
And maybe I'll get fired, but I am still doing, like, you know, like, it's all about kind of aligning. Mm-hmm. I keep saying this word, but it's like the only one I can think of that makes it seem like this is a goal, is just alignment, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for me personally, I think I've been trying to do that, trying to be, I guess, yeah, not being less polite, but just being more confident in what I have to say, especially as a form of self-expression, because I want to be more of a confident person. I want to be seen more as a confident person. Maybe that's also tying into how I want others to perceive me.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we were going off the patriarchy, then confidence is not really looked fondly of for women, I feel like.
Especially internal confidence.
Internal confidence. So, yeah, I feel like
it's not really taught to us either.
No, not taught. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, lately for me, I feel like I've been having this word of just wanting to market myself. Oh. Using the word specifically.